Okay, here we go. 10 short Hasidic ideas for Parsha Shalach Tavshin Pei. Alonish means Chus for Fur Shem for Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka Pesok Shor Chol Yisrael. Here we go. The first three ideas actually connect very much. Here we go. The first idea comes to us from the Imre Elimelech of Grudzitsk, the father of the holy Ish Kodesh. The Pasuk says, Yud Gimel Beis, the second Pasuk, Shlach Lecha Anashim Yesuah Zeretz Kanan. Says the Imre Elimelech, the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, send these men to scout out the land. Says the Imre Melech, no, shlach lecha means get the thing lecha away from you. Stop just thinking about yourself. Our avoda is the shlach lecha. Stop thinking about only yourself. Start thinking about others as well. And this is exactly goes right into our idea for number two. Shlach lecha anoshim v'yasu is Eretz Kena'an. Says the Zera Kodesh, you should go seek out Eretz Kena'an. Says the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, what's Kena'an Lashon of? It's a Lashon of the Midah of Anova. The Asu as Eretz Kena'an, She'amalkom Goyim, that the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael, gives off the Midah of Anova. They should go out and search out. What should they search out? The Asu as Eretz Kena'an. They should search out the Midah of Anova. This is actually what the Tashu Rebbe talks about in the Sefer Avodas Havoda. This is exactly why the Targum Yonasan says that Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka gives Yoshua Yud, because of his great humility, he wanted to be able to make sure that even though with his great humility, he would be strong within his humility. But Dafka says there, Melamalach, Shlachacha, get rid of the Gaiva, and Zerah Kodesh says, Yesur Zeretz Kanan, should go seek out the Lashon Kanan. But if you look on a few psukim later, says the Chodzo Blin, and this is the third idea, or the connected to the Midah of Anava, or Isim Es Ha'aretz, Mahi, you should look at the land, what is it? Says the Chodzo Blin, Eretz Aretz Mahi, that the praise of Eretz Yisrael is that someone who's zochah to Eretz Yisrael is mahi, is zochah to ma. What's ma? We know Moshe Rabbeinu says anachnu ma. We are not right. Anachi ofer ve'efer. Avraham Avinu says ma. Ma is a lashon of anava. It's a lashon. What am I? What are we? Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Kenan. It brings off anava. So these three ideas: the Imre Melech Shach Lecha, Zera Kodesh V'Yatziru is Eretz Kenan. Should go seek out the Kenan Hachna or the Choyz of Blin. Reisim is Eretz Mahi. They all have to do with the midah of again. We get rid of the gaiva and acquiring this important midah of bittul of anava of humility in front of the Bona Shalom. Moving on to D number four. Just moving back one pasuk earlier from the Kedushas Levi, Yud Gimel Yud Zayin. The pasuk says, "Vayishlach Oisa Moshe Lasuras Eretz Kanan." Ayomer Aleim Alu Zev Negev Alisem Esahar. Moshe Rabbeinu sends them to go search, seek out the land, and should go up from the south and go up the mountain. Says the Kedushas Levi. We know the Gemara tells us in Sukkah and Bezim and Alf that when the Yetzahara is going to be shechted, the Tzadikim are going to view the Yetzahara as a har. Says the Kedushas Levi, a beautiful Yisod. Va'alisim Esahar means that it's a haftacha to the tzaddikim that the Yetzahara is conquerable. That you are able to be able to conquer and stand and withdraw, to be able to be manatseach over the har. What's the pasuk says? Va'alisem es hahar. You can gain access over the har. You can win the battle against the Yetzahara. Right? The har refers to the Yetzahara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us through the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu to every Jew in 2020. Don't think, oh, the summer is coming, you can't have to give in to the Yetzahara. No. Every Jew has the ability, va'alisem es hahar, to conquer the mountain. You might not win every battle, but every Jew can and will win the war. We have in the neshama. We have the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Va'alisem es hahar, says the Kiddush HaSlevi. You have the ability to go up the mountain. What does it mean to go up the mountain? To fight off the Yetzahara, and to be menatzeach, and to be davak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to beat the Yetzahara. And everyone has their own Yitzhahar, like the Kushnitzer Magen says, Ezu Ogibar, Hakovish is Yitzro, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Dalad Alf. He doesn't say as Yitzhahara, Hakovish is Yitzro, says the Kushnitzer Magen. Everyone has their own Yitzhahara. Everyone has their own evil inclination, and everyone has to know what and how and why, and not why, but everyone else has to know that their own practical strategies and how to be able to conquer the Yitzhahara. But it's important you so, Alisa Masahara, says the Kiddush Slavi, you have the ability but to be Yitzhahara. And finally, let's go on to the fifth idea. The fifth idea comes from the Or LaShemayim of Meir of Apta, such a beautiful Yisod, Yud Gimel Chaf Aleph, the first pasuk in Sheni. Vayalu vayasu es ha'aretz mimi barzin aruchub levo chamas. They ascended and spied out the land from the wilderness of Tzin until the expanse of the approach of Chamas. So we might just view this at the end of the day as just a regular pasuk. Rashi comes and tells us they went along its borders, beautiful yisod. Says the Or L'Shamayim of Meir Apta. You know what the pasuk is telling us? The pasuk is teaching us a critical and crucial lesson on how to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. As Rabbi Simon said in this week's parsha in the Musar Shir, to be able to make sure not be, that we don't become lethargic in our avodas Hashem and we don't become cold in our avodas Hashem. It's right here. Vayalav yasu es haaretz mimidbar sin. You should make sure that you go away from sin. Sin is a lashon of tzina, of coldness. And what should you do? You should make sure you live a life of passion and slavas and energy and commitment. Mimidbar sin ad rechov levo chamas. Chamas means chamimus. It means on fire. It means with passion and with commitment and with energy and enthusiasm. That's the deeper idea over here, especially when it comes to the summer months. Maybe our schedules aren't so regular. These we have to make sure, like my Rabbi Simon said in the Mitzvah Shmir this week, to make sure to be able to serve the Bona Shom with the same passion and love and commitment and enthusiasm and energy. These are the pasuk midbar sin. You go away from sin, from sina, from coldness. Until you come to the place of tremendous fire and warmth and energy and enthusiasm. Beautiful idea of the Or L'Shamayim. So just to review these first five ideas, we saw the first three ideas talked about going away from the midah of gaiva shlachacha, get rid of the lecha. And as Zarah Koyder said, and the Chayz Blin says, v'yisu es eretz kanan, kanan loshen achna. The third idea, Chayz Blin, v'yisem es eretz mahi, eretz so gives off mahi, gives off the loshen of hachna. Eretz so gives off the midah of anava. And the fourth and fifth idea, we said, for the Kiddush lady says, v'yisem es ahar, should go up the mountain, every Jew has the ability to be able to conquer the Yitzhahara. And all the Shemaim says, you should go away midbar tzin, arachov levochamas. Get away from tzin, and go to ad levochamas. So you should go with the passion, chom, chamimus. Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro quotes from Rabbi Mordechai Shapiro in the Hebrew language. The Hebrew language of Mordechai Shapiro, not the singer, but Rabbi Mordechai Shapiro, the Talmud Muvak of Rabbi Aaron Cutler of Beth Israel, Miami Beach, the Rav of the Shul there for many years. He says there are two ways to say walls in Hebrew, chomos and kiros. We tell a chassan and kala should build a bias full of chomos, not kiros. Kiros is the lashon of coldness, kir, of karcha. The chomos, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is going to be built with fire and with passion and with love and commitment. Beautiful five ideas. But anava, getting away from gaiva, binyat yitzahara, and serving at HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tremendous energy and enthusiasm. Now let's do the last five ideas. Idea number six is from the Or Panei Moshe. A few psukim later, Yugimel Chav Zayin. The pasuk says, "Vaisapulo vayomra banu al haaretz asher shelachtanu." Right, they come back and they're able to say, we went to the land that you told us to go. And there was a land flowing with milk and honey, and this is their fruits. Says Lord Panei Moshe, a deeper so what does it mean? Banu el aretz asher shelachtanu. That every Jew has to remember that we came to this world, banu el aretz, for asher shelachtanu. We came here for a reason. We came here for our shlichus. Banu el aretz. Why did we come to this world? Why did we come to this land? Asher shelachtanu. Remember why we're here. We're here for the shlichus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only every Chabad chassid is a shliach. Every Jew is a shliach. We represent the Ribbono Shel Olam to be able to bring off Kavod Shemayim. Your Kavod Shemayim in the supermarket, Kavod Shemayim in the subway, Kavod Shemayim everywhere. Remember why you're here. Banu el aretz. Why are we here? Asher shelachtanu. To be able to bring Kavod Shemayim, to be a messenger for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring honor to His name and glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name throughout the world. Beautiful idea from the Or Panei Moshe. Moving on to idea number seven. Idea number seven is probably one of my most favorite ideas from the Ish Kodesh, Yogim Olamad. We said it, I think, a few years ago, but we'll say it again. Yogim Olamad. Don't worry, Chevra. Don't worry about the giants. We could do it. Says the Ish Kodesh, 1940. What was Kalev doing? We could do it. They gave all these things about rational, about giants, about being fearful, and they were scared out of their minds. And Khalid gets up and says, don't worry, we could do it. Says the Ish Kodesh. He was telling them, stop thinking rationally. Stop thinking with your head. It's time to access your emuna. Emuna is l'mala min seichel, like the Baal Tani writes in Perek Yudches. Emuna is above da. Stop thinking, how is this going to happen? How is the Yeshua going to come? How is the virus going to end? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? No, we have to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam that there's l'mala min atavo ki yacho nuchula means stop thinking with your head and start thinking with your emuna. Start thinking with your faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That I don't know if there might be a second wave. I don't know. But I do know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And I do know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach al HaKol. And I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu could end this in a matter of seconds. And that's what Eish Kodesh says when he was telling the Chevra in 1940 in the Warsaw Ghetto, trying to give them a little bit of hope, a little bit of emunah, telling them what was Kalev saying. Stop thinking with your statistics and stop thinking when are the Russians going to come and when's the virus going to end. Start thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malam in the Teva. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not go based on this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Emunas Hashem, is above this world. Ki yachonu chala, a beautiful insight, Emunah and Bitachon. Moving on to Adiyah number 8. Adiyah number 8 said in the name of the Kotzke Rebbe, and also the name of the Sasem, it's a little differently, but they say the same, pretty much the same idea. Shamra inus and afilim b'nei anak min afilim v'nei v'neinu b'chagav v'chein ha'inu b'neinayim. They didn't listen to Kalev's words, and they said, even in the giant's eyes, they said, in their eyes, we were grasshoppers. It says the Kotzke Rebbe, says, you know what the chet of the Meraglim was? That they saw themselves as grasshoppers. V'chein ha'inu b'neinayim, because at the end of the day, how did they know what they said, what the giants said? Okay, so Gemara Rashi brings down, so they said, look at these men running around like ants. But at the end of the day, you want to know what the sin was? That they viewed themselves without proper confidence. They viewed themselves as grasshoppers, and that actually made the giants make them view them as grasshoppers. We have to make sure to always have the proper self-confidence, to have the proper self-reflection, that we are every single one of us is special and unique, and be able to make sure that we wake up every single morning remembering that. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shem says, Mo'adani, that we say every, Rav Pinkas says this, we wake up in the morning and say, Mo'adani, v'decha melechai, v'kai mishachazar, d'bi nishmat, v'chem la, Rabba amuna secha. Rabba amuna secha. Your amuna? You say, am I amuna? Rabba amuna secha. Kadosh Baruch Hu has amuna in us, says Rav Pinkas. Every single day we wake up with that charge to have self-confidence. Be able to Kadosh Baruch Hu and tell us, the Rebbeinu Hashem believes in me, I have to believe in me. Like the Rav Tzadok says in Kuf Nadav, Sikhs and Tzadok, the same way a Jew has to believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to believe in ourselves as well. So 7 and 8 really go with Emunah within the Rebbeinu Shalom, and number 8 goes with Emunah within oneself. Number 9, staying on the Emunah track, Yudalad Dalad. The Pasuk says, V'omru el Yoshev Aretz Hazos Shamlu Ki Atah Shem Mekerv Alma Mazah Asher Ayin Ba'ayin Nira Atah Shem Amanancha Omer Aleim U'amun Ha'anar Atah Hodech Lefnem Yomam V'amur Eish Laila. Right, and this is Moshe Rabbeinu's plea to Kadosh Baruch Hu that if you can't save Chai, so the Egyptians are going to say, oh, he's able to take them out of Mitzrayim and wasn't able to sustain them within the Midbar. It says the Baal Tanya, Likutei Torah, beautiful idea. What does this mean? Va'anancha omed aleim. What does that mean? That it was in the cloud, he stands right next to them. It says the Baal Tanya, that even within the Choshech, even within the Hastara, even within the darkness, va'anancha, even within the cloud, omed aleim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is omed. Kadosh Baruch is Lashon Hova. He's Mashkiach over it. He's there with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kadosh Baruch is there with Klai Yisrael. Even within the Hastara, like Rabbi Nachman says in Likutei Maran and Torah Nunhei, Afilu Hastara, Shevesoch Hastara, Gam Sham Nimsa Hashem Yisbarach. Even when it looks like it's dark and he's not there, Kadosh Baruch is Mamash there. Ba'anancha Omed Aleihem, Lashon Hova, to know the Rebbeinu Shalom is with us. Even when he looks like it's the darkest times and the hardest, challenging times, Kadosh Baruch is mamish there. So really, 7, 8, 9, really all about Emunah, about Kadosh Baruch, Emunah within ourselves, and Emunah in even in hard and dark times. And finally, it's finish off with a beautiful Eretz Yisrael to Gavort, Adiyah number 10. Adiyah number 10 comes to us from Rabbi Nelson Rebresov, Suchisug and Aleinu, the famous student, Rabbi Nachman, Yudalach Chaf Aleph. Kadosh Baruch tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm able to forgive Klal Yisrael, but all this generation won't be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. The Malach Lord Hashem es Kol Ha'aretz. And the glory of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the honor of the Kadosh Baruch Hu will fill the entire world. And says Rabbi Nelson Abrasov, and in the future, Mirtz Hashem, that the ultimate Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael will be revealed to everyone. And then will be the Yamal Echavar Hashem's Kol Arts. In the future, that the holiness of Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, the entire world will see that what's Kavod Hashem is Kol Ha'aretz. That Eretz Yisrael is Mamed Kadosh Baruch Hu's home in Kol. And everyone's going to realize that this is where Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is, and this is where Kadosh Baruch Hu is in Yerushalayim, in Malkum and Mikdash. And that's exactly what it says here. Ulam Chayani Vayimalei Chavod Hashem Es Kol Haaretz. The Asi Lavo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is going to be Meromim to Kol. Everyone's going to see the Kavod of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So just review these last 5 ideas. We started with the sixth idea. We said, Banu Eretz Asher Shalachtanu, says the Rav Pnei Moshe, when you come to the land, come to Oilam Hazeh, Asher Shalachtanu. You have to remember why we're here. We're here to represent the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now we don't have to be a Chabad Shliach, to be a Shliach. Every single one of us represents the Rebbeinu Shalom. Number 77, the Ishkodesh in 1940, Vayas Kolev Ki Yocha Nuchala, Yugim Alamed. What was Kolev saying? We could do it? They just said this whole thing about giants. No, says the Ishkodesh. Stop, Kolev was saying, stop thinking with your head. Start thinking with your Emunah and with your heart and with your soul. Emunah is L'mala Minisicha, says the Baal Tanya in Perek Yud Ches. Emunah is above this world. The Kutzker says, Yugim Alamed Gimel. The passage we said, that the Meraglim said, V'chein Ha'inu Beinayim. We were grasshoppers in their eyes. How do they know what they were in their eyes? Says the Kutzker, because they heard the giants say it about, because they
they started viewing themselves as it, and because they started, they viewed themselves as it. That's exactly why the giants had the ability to say it, but as well, they were grasshoppers. It's a lesson in self confidence. Like Rav Pinkus says, Rabbi Munasecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us every single morning we start up. Kadosh Baruch Hu has emunah, we have to have emunah in ourselves. And that's what Rav Tzadok says, the same way we have to have emunah in Hashem, we have to have emunah in ourselves. And the Baal Tanya, the ninth idea, it says, Vanancha Omer Aleim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Kadosh Baruch Hu. Klaus says when he would go through the journey and the Anan was there, Omid Aleim. The Chodesh Baruch was there, even within the Anan, even within the darkness, the Chodesh Baruch was there, Omid Loshen Hove. Chodesh Baruch was Hashkach, is Mamish there. The feeling, even in the hardest, darkest times, Rabbi Nachum says the Torah, and hey, I feel about Sobish Vasoch as Torah, Gamisham Nimsa, Shemis Bach, and finally, the tenth and final idea, that there's going to come a time, Yudal Chav Aleph, Ezaz Hashem, time's going to come, Vayimale, Chavod Hashem, as Kol Aretz, the Chodesh Baruch was. Kavod, Kadosh Baruch Hu's honor and glory is going to fill the entire world, and they're going to see the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. We should be zochah be'ez Hashem to take these ideas of anava, these ideas of our abilities to beat the Yitzhahara, these ideas to be able to go away from kriyas and live a life of passion and avodas Hashem. Be able to understand why, remember why we're here. We're here to serve the Rabbanu Shem. We're here to represent the Rabbanu Shem. To have a munah on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to have a munah ba'atzmo, to have a munah besocha astara, and to be able to understand and to be fully believe the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha of Yishalayim, and the kedusha of Malkav Meitosh. We zochah be'ez Hashem. The parsha of Shlach, the parsha of Eretz Yisrael, Yizoch of Ezra Hashem to join our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, Ezra Hashem with Mashiach Zakinah, Ezra Hashem Yisbarach Shkoich. A beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.